But first, to day two of the partial government shutdown. Some 800,000 workers are spending their first full day of no pay after being sent home yesterday. Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, meantime, signaling that it could take weeks before a budget agreement is reached. Joining us now from the ground in D.C. is Democratic Congressman Gary Peters. Peters represents Michigan's 14th congressional district. Congressman, for those of us who are not on the ground in D.C. where you are, we're only hearing and listening to news reports about what's going on. Help us to understand where things stand right now from your view.
Well, I think we're still at an impasse here with this temporary funding bill. I mean, we certainly, and I've been calling for Speaker Boehner to put a straightforward temporary funding bill that has passed the Senate, put it on the floor of the House. It doesn't have any of the poison pills, which the House version had, which would have required the funding, the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, before a six-week temporary funding could go forward. I'm very confident if he were to just put that bill on the floor as is to keep the doors open for the next 6 weeks, it would pass in a bipartisan way, but unfortunately, some extremists in the Republican Party, some of the far-right Tea Party folks, are preventing, I guess Speaker Boehner is listening to them and is not putting that bill on the floor. And so we have a situation now where we have 800,000 federal employees that are furloughed, not earning a paycheck, and we've got services across the country and not being delivered to the citizens of this country, and middle-class families are certainly being impacted.
Congressman, are there conversations happening away from the limelight, whether it's in a hallway, whether it's informally, where each side individually someone may seek out the other and just talk?
Well, certainly that happens, and I've talked to some of my Republican colleagues and had a conversation just recently with one of them as well. And actually, you're starting to see, I think there's a list right now of 14 Republicans who have said they will support publicly. They have said they will support a clean temporary spending bill if it got onto the floor. You need 17 Republicans to pass it if all the Democrats vote for it. But I'm pretty confident there are many more that have that feeling that have just not come out publicly.
Congressman, we have been out talking to people about this impasse. I'll share with you a typical comment.
I think the antics of our legislators acting like spoiled brat children is despicable. I think our president needs to sit down, talk, and be a leader.
That's pretty much what people are saying. And I'm sure that's not why you went into politics, to hear people express that kind of sentiment, was it?
Well, certainly not. And I think it's been a very sad day for the country, or a series of days here with this shutdown. I mean, this keeping the doors open of government is just a basic responsibility of Congress. That's why I certainly think it's irresponsible when you have a temporary funding bill for just a few weeks that you try to push forward an agenda that you have been wishes to defund the Affordable Care Act, which is a issue that we have voted on 42 times. We've had elections regarding this issue. We've had a Supreme Court decision. It's going forward. As you, I'm sure, reported yesterday, the exchanges have opened up. People are now signing up for the first time, the ability to get affordable health care for their families. The law goes forward. In fact, even with the shutdown, the funding for the Affordable Care Act continues to go forward. So that happens. But in the process, people are getting hurt because of the shutdown.
I have to ask, though, don't Democrats have to take some ownership for breaking the impasse? I mean, is compromise completely lost in D.C. in 2013?
Well, I guess the question is the compromise. When the ask is to defund a law that's been in effect and has been debated for many years because individuals want to hold the country in a blackmail position, saying we will not fund the government for the next 6 weeks, you can't govern that way. You can't compromise with the risk that we're shut down government, which will have billions of dollars of impact. If you give on this issue something as fundamental as defunding Obamacare, in 6 weeks, what is the next demand that the extremists in the party will make 6 weeks from now? And then 6 weeks from then, it is impossible to have a responsible government if you are making decisions based on blackmail and extortion, and that's what we're seeing right here.
Let's talk about the day-to-day impact of the shutdown, which is going to be growing the longer this lasts. What are you doing specifically for your constituents who are going to get hit by this? Because we hear about furloughs and possible layoffs and hear about cuts to assistance for the needy.
Well, certainly we're working closely with our constituents, but those furloughs hit my office as well. Half of my office is furloughed, and the way I work it is that half the office works one day, and then the people who work today will be furloughed tomorrow, and the other group will come in. So our ability to provide those services has gone down as well.
Is there any way to help prepare families in your district who are going to be hit by this?
Well, certainly folks need to call our office with their specific situations. We're there to help people depending on what their circumstances are. But, you know, this is certainly impacts people individually with what they're doing, but it also has a huge impact on the overall economy. So even if a family's not looking to get a particular help from a government service, the fact that this has a negative impact on the economy. In fact, Moody's Analytics put out a report yesterday that if we have a three-week shutdown or more, it will be tens of billions of dollars of economic activity will be lost in this country. There are huge consequences for this, which is why traditionally this has never been a debating chip. You never debate that I get my way or I will shut down government. That is absolutely irresponsible. It will touch middle-class families all across Michigan as the economy will take a significant hit. That's why, to me, it's absolutely unacceptable that you use the threat of a shutdown to try to get your way.
Congressman Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan's 14th District. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy. Thank you so much.